This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
This is the face of evil. This is not the face of a loving mother who cares about her children. This is someone far more deceitful, dark. I don't even have words to describe Ruby Frankie, especially after having a chance to take a look at the plea agreement that has been filed in this case. We've heard now from the attorneys the letter that was written discussing Ruby's sorrow, Ruby's admission of guilt to a certain extent, although most of this from the letter of the attorneys really reads more like Jody did it. But if you do take a look at the plea agreement here, it states, "I understand that by pleading guilty, I will be admitting that I committed the crimes listed." Those crimes are shocking, to say the least. I'm going to go through them here. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us to kind of break this down. The list is, it starts kind of tame and then just goes into pure chaos, forcing the kids, and this is a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old little girl, a 12-year-old boy and a 9-year-old little girl who endured these things. Wall sits, carrying boxes full of books up and downstairs. That doesn't sound on the wall sits, yeah. But it was just for fun. It was for torture. It was not for, hey, can you carry these books? It's more like up and down, keep going, same books. Working outdoors without adequate water, repeated and serious sunburns to the point where serious burns took place and blistering skin, denied food. And then when the kids wanted to get some water, when they were dehydrated and outdoors and their skin is literally peeling off, when they tried to sneak water, they were in trouble. They got handcuffed. They got duct taped. And then they put their arms and legs bound behind their heads. This is like torturous type positions that they were putting the kids into. Frankie also admitted to kicking her son while wearing boots and holding his head underwater and smothering his mouth and nose with her hands. Also tried to convince her son, and this is interesting because this is kind of some echoes almost of Lori Vallow Daybell and daughter, that they were evil and possessed and needed to repent and could avoid punishment by being obedient. And then, of course, coming back with that love, "I'm doing all this because I love you," Ruby would tell the kids. Also forcing her daughter to run down dirt, rocky roads barefoot to the point of damage on her feet. And then who can forget the one that we did already know about that was horrific, using cayenne pepper and honey to dress the wounds caused by the ropes and caused by the running on the sharp rocks. It's absolutely horrific. If there could be a death penalty for something like this, I'd be all for it. This is just, it blows the mind, doesn't it, Siobhan?
Yeah, it goes, you're right. It goes into the category of torture. This is not a typical child abuse case, which child abuse is always horrible, but this is premeditated, pre-planned, sadistic, and really hard to read about. I mean, it's just shocking, you know, on a very deep level. The toxic religion is a reminder of the Daybell case, but I don't feel like Ruby has veered into psychosis. Mm-hmm. This is more personality stuff with her, which is really scary.
Yeah.
And it's also scary that the woman had this internet following on YouTube for so many years. You know, it is reminiscent of Daybell in that she's very attractive and can be bright and appealing and manipulative. But I think she's got a real sadistic bent that she took out on her children. And it's just sickening.
I mean, and she's coming back in the letter from the attorney saying that she's demonstrating a sincere dedication to personal growth and rehabilitation, has actively begun the process by reaching out to members of her family through heartfelt apologies, and she seeks to mend relationships and contribute positively to the healing journey of her family. I don't know how you suddenly snap out of doing these sort of things. Basically, she could have easily killed the kids many times over here.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about the bonding of the kids, the holding their head underwater. I mean, this is just insane. And for someone who did present as a mom, tough mom, kind of had unconventional parenting styles, to say the least, bordering into abusive early on with a lot of red flags there, but this obviously goes into torture, goes well beyond just abuse. How does someone make this argument that Jody made me do it and that I was, you know, essentially brainwashed? She's not using that term, and Kevin is, but she's not saying brainwashed, but basically influenced by Jody Hildebrand. I don't buy it that this is someone who was just influenced by someone and was led astray.
Yeah, no, Ruby was an influencer, not someone easily influenced. I do think when you put the two of them together, because of their toxic, strange beliefs and their narcissism, they amplified the worst in each other. But, you know, there's an interesting thing about this supposed contrition. I understand that the actual sentence, 1 to 15 years on 4 counts, is what she's going to get. And we don't know exactly what that sentence is, the duration is going to be at this point. It's going to be set by the parole board, not the judge. I understood this yesterday, that it's going to be the parole board. And the parole board is very big on people owning their crime and trying to go into understanding where did they veer off the path that led them to this crime. So this is the kind of statement that a parole board would be looking for. Mm-hmm. And so I think she's been coached by her attorneys. Look, if you want to get a minimal sentence here, which clearly she does, this is the kind of thing you have to say because that's what they want to hear. And it just smacked completely to me as scripted and exactly what she thinks is going to earn her favor.
Is the parole board going to, I mean, because this is such an extreme case. This isn't your atypical child abuse. This is dark stuff. Are they going to see through that letter from the attorneys? The, oh, she's sorry, she wants to mend fences and blah, 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 blah. Are they, especially when you look at the gravity of what she is admitting to doing, not even in question of what she's doing. She's saying, I did these things. And yeah, we're looking at 1 to 15 years on 4 different counts, potentially up to 60 years, highly unlikely she'll get 60 years. Some attorneys that I've talked to, I just talked to Bob Mata earlier in the day. He's guessing probably 5 to 7 years total, but these are consecutive sentences. What is a parole board interested in doing here? Because if we're talking a 5 to 7 year sentence, that does not seem like justice for the trauma and what these kids are going to have to endure for the rest of their lives because of that one summer with Ruby and Jody.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be taken into account the torture and the brutality of this and exactly what you said, how she could have killed these kids at various points. But I think the parole board probably has a checklist that they go down and the person acknowledging the crime, people who won't admit that they did it, even though all the evidence shows that they did and they've been found guilty, if they never admit they did it, they don't get parole. And so this is one of the prerequisites that they're looking for before they would set a minimal sentence or a lesser sentence is, are they admitting what they did and are they taking responsibility? So there'll be a big yes in that column, but I don't think that's going to be enough for them to say, oh, fine, give her, you know, 3 years and that's it. So
I would certainly hope not. Let's talk for a moment. How does someone get to this point? I mean, or was this always within Ruby? Was this a slow build of, well, we're going to punish him this way? I don't know how you go from carrying boxes to basically waterboarding your kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It is so far beyond the norm. It's, again, I mean, impossible. I can't imagine withholding food from my kids, you know, maybe a cookie. You don't get your cookie after dinner, but to skip dinner because you, or skip lunch or skip breakfast. I mean, the withholding food itself, somebody should lose custody of their kids for that. So the sadism here makes me think that, I mean, gee, did she torture puppies as a child or something? I mean, it's bizarre. It's in the bizarre category, which makes her really dangerous.
Is Ruby, and this is just pure speculation, I mean, is she repeating a pattern here? Is this something where she was likely abused as a child or something of that sort to be able to have this in you to come up with these sort of solutions?
It's certainly possible because all of her ideas about how to parent were off. you know, expecting a six-year-old to get herself up in the morning and prepare her own breakfast and prepare her own lunch, and then punishing her when she failed to do that. It's like, this is somebody who really does not understand kids. And, you know, it's horrible that she had so many, considering that she had no skills or ability. So it's very possible that this is the way she was raised, and she got a great deal of punishment. And so in her mind, this is how you become a good parent.
Just basically repeat the pattern over and over. Yeah. And so these sort of things happen. Sometimes it's lesser crimes that are taking place, and sometimes it's pretty extreme. That in itself would be an interesting road to go down if we ever did find out what was the recipe that made Ruby Frankie.
Yeah, it really would be interesting, because most people who grow up with what we can say less than optimal parenting, parents were too harsh, most people will grow up and say, I'm going to do it different with my kids. I'm not going to do this. But there's a certain percentage of people who just replicate the pattern. And so it's, I agree with you, very likely that she was raised with very harsh, abusive parenting and incorporated this into her mind that this is how you are supposed to be a loving mother.
Yeah. Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.